Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 25, Pretoria 28, Mahikeng 30. President Cyril Ramaphosa says non-compliant businesses and shops linked to any poisoning incidents or found to be unlawfully stocking hazardous chemicals will be shut down. A massive campaign of door-to-door inspections of all spaza shops, tuck shops and other informal traders will be undertaken, starting with Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. Ramaphosa says this will be undertaken by interdisciplinary inspection teams.
All registered manufacturers of Table Force will be inspected, that is their premises, to ensure that no products are diverted into non-agricultural markets. The supply chain process for distribution and sale of Table Force will be investigated to ensure that controls are being adhered to.
The African Transformation Movement says government's intervention to the foodborne illness incidents is more of a reactive approach than proactive. President Ramaphosa has ordered the registration of all spaza shops in the wake of the contaminated food outbreak that has so far claimed the lives of 22 people. ATM national spokesperson Zamaron Chana.
We simply regard the speech of Mr. Ramaphosa as an admission of guilt by the ANC that they have fully and truly dropped the ball over the past 30 years and rendered the state to a point of paralysis. If you focus on the time between 2014 and 2017, you'll see that this is not new.
Ratings agency Standard & Poor's Global Review has revisited South Africa's outlook from stable to positive. The agency says increased political stability following the May elections could boost private investment and GDP growth. The country lost its investment grade in 2017. Cliff Schickel reports.
The ratings agency says since the formation of the Government of National Unity, debt yields and portfolio inflows have improved, leading to easing financing conditions and currency strengthening. According to S&P, despite the government publishing weaker fiscal projections in the medium-term budget policy statement, the agency predicts higher fiscal policy regarding efforts towards achieving primary surpluses and fiscal consolidation. Meanwhile, the country is yet to be removed from grey listing by the Financial Action Task Force. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
And Gabon is holding a referendum today on a new constitution that the junta calls a major turning point after a coup. The 860,000 registered voters have faced an onslaught of calls by authorities on TV, radio and social media to make their ballot count, whether they choose the green one, meaning yes, or the red one for no. More on jackaranfm.com, click on news. I'm Emil Pinard, with Nisir Ramaphosa say alle spaza winkels sal ondersoek word.
All right, here we go. How is summer over? That's what she said. I said, no, summer's just getting started.
These months have felt like hours. I've barely used all my summer clothes. I just borrowed yours. Sweater. I didn't need it, but it felt like home. Now you're back across the ocean, as if you were never in this room. How do we go back to not holding when we couldn't even let each other go? Summer.